Keith Solis right here, and you know, we are continuing to keep you updated on everything that is going on as it relates to coronavirus. And I've got Heron Mitchell, Director of Operations at Parkland Hospital. And it seems like even though we've got, you know, shelter in place and we're telling people about social distancing and washing your hands, that people still aren't taking this thing serious. But we should, right?
Yeah, you gotta take it seriously. What the social distancing and the kind of shelter at home is doing is it's leveling out the curve. That's what we're trying to do. You know, if you're not in a big group, most times people when you stay at home, and you know, if you are sick, the symptoms are fever and cough, and you go through that at the house and it lasts for 3 to 7 days, and then you're fine. But if you go out and you may be a carrier, or you may be showing symptoms, and then you're kind of infecting other people, you're propagating the disease. You know, so that this will work, and if we can, you know, do those things like social distancing, hand hygiene, and shelter in place, we will limit the peak on this thing. So that's the best thing to do, but you have to take it seriously.
And we also got to talk about testing, because there is testing available now for coronavirus. In fact, you've got a testing site at Parkland. What time can people show up?
So at Parkland, it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. At the mega site, the 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or until we test 250 people. We have a testing limit right now. And after that, they'll be closed.
Well, man, I appreciate the update. Heron Mitchell, Director of Operations at Parkland Hospital. Of course, you can find out everything else you need to know about coronavirus. We got it up for you at KRNB.